June 12th meeting of the Laws, Rules, and Government Services Committee to order. Roll call.
Chair Kovacs.
Here.
Legislator Levine.
Here.
Legislator Gavaris.
Present.
Legislator Hansett. Legislator Harmon.
Here.
Legislator Kitchen is en route. Legislator Uchitel.
Here.
And Chair Criswell.
Here.
You have 7 members present.
Thank you. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the May 15th, 25 meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved. Thank you. Resolutions for the June 17th legislative session. Resolution number 143, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 3 of 2025, a local law to ensure the safety of vulnerable road users in Ulster County, to be held on July 15th, 2025 at 7:10 p.m. This is sponsored by legislators Levine, Sperry, and Uchitel.
I'll move it for adoption.
Okay. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution is adopted. Thank you. Resolution 265, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 6 of 2025, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter, amending the Administrative Code for the County of Ulster, and amending the Code of the County of Ulster to modify various sections in relation to provisions governing budget and finance, to be held on July 15th at 7:15 p.m.
I move to set the public hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Chair Criswell, this is your resolution. Anything you'd like to add?
Sure. As you know, I've been trying to chip away at the Charter Revision Committee's recommendations. We already accomplished one of those local laws. That's at the second in that process. And I want to thank the Office of the Clerk, and especially Jay, you're up there, of course, for putting together this handy dandy little summary guide, which really goes through all the details of it and shows you what you're recommended. I also wanted to thank Comptroller Gallagher for putting together information about the proposed change in contract level. And may I ask the Comptroller if she'd like to say a word or two about it?
Thank you. My apologies. I just want to note that this was actually something my office brought to the Charter Revision Commission to consider, because the amount of $50,000 was actually originally chosen in 2006 when the language for the original Ulster County Charter was constructed prior to its adoption. And with the time value of money, that level just may not be appropriate. We see, you know, hundreds of resolutions before committees, and legislators aren't able to really spend the time to dig in on resolutions that they may want to. And we tried to analyze for you guys what we saw as the percentage of contracts that would be impacted. It would change the dollar value of contracts with legislative approval. Right now, you're approving 95% of the dollar value, and you would be approving 90%. I know that there is concern about not having authority over certain contracts. And I also just want to note one issue that we've observed in our office is that, unfortunately, size of contract does not actually dictate how important a contract may be to the constituents. And we have seen the passage of certain contracts. I'm going to use Rail Explorers as an example, even though it did receive legislative approval in its last iteration. It was a very controversial contract, and the original contract was under $50,000, and it did not receive legislative approval. So the dollar threshold may not get you the oversight that you actually want to exercise. And maybe if we could figure out a way to adjust this, there would be more time to spend on those things that are really important. So that's what we were bringing to the fore. Thank you for the opportunity.
Just want to clarify the dollar amount figure. Was that in the charter recommendations, charter review recommendations?
That was not.
Chair, would you consider removing that dollar figure from these amendments and have a standalone resolution?
I don't know if that is possible to do in this configuration because this is a local law. Is it possible to separate something out of a local law? Can I ask counsel?
Sure. Would this be in the form of a motion to amend or something else? It really depends on what the procedural mechanism is that we're talking about. Well, I think we can always amend the local law.
Certainly.
And have another resolution with a new local law for next month.
Certainly.
I mean, I don't want to delay it unnecessarily. Could we do it today at this meeting?
The procedural mechanism available would be a motion to amend to redact that portion and then submission of a standalone separate local law at a subsequent meeting.
I agree. It's probably procedurally cleanest way. Chair, would you consider that only because...
Can I ask the reasoning?
Yes, I have an issue with going to $75,000 and I'm happy to talk about it. But, and then B, these are all charter review recommendations except for that one particular one.
Right. Would it be possible to set this public hearing and then do it after the public hearing is set? Because that's all this resolution is a public hearing.
If that would be agreeable down the road to
yes.
Divide.
Yes.
Okay. And my issue is, I think the controller made some good points. For example, the resolution regarding pest control, it's a $63,000 contract value. But Legislator Stewart has made a very good point about how ethical it is to use glue traps. And we're only having that conversation because it's above $50,000.
I think you know I really like transparency. And so I'm happy to have that conversation.
Very good.
Any further discussion on the resolution? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed, seeing none. Thank you. Resolution 300, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 7 of 2025, a local law amending section C42A of the Ulster County Charter and section A53A of the Administrative Code to reflect recent changes in state public health law regarding the composition requirements for local boards of health to be held on Tuesday, July 15th at 7:20 p.m. I would ask for an amendment to change the public hearing start to 7 p.m.
I'll make the motion for 7 p.m.
Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, seeing none. So the resolution, excuse me, the public hearing is at 7 p.m. This resolution would amend the county charter relating to Board of Health membership. Any discussion? Is there a motion?
As amended.
Motion to adopt as amended?
Yes.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, seeing none. Thank you. Resolution 308, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 8, 2025, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter and amending the Administrative Code to amend Charter Article 34, Periodic Compensation Review Committee, Section C110, Administrative Code, Article 34, Periodic Compensation Review Committee, 34.3 to be held on Tuesday, July 15th at 7:25 p.m. I would ask for a motion to amend the public hearing start time to 7:05 p.m.
Amend.
Is there a second? All in favor? Opposed, seeing none. This is a resolution to...
I'll move it to adopt as amended.
Thank you. Is there a second? Okay. All in favor? I'm sorry, did you want to comment?
I had a question.
Absolutely. Legislator Collins.
I get it. Totally great. Why is only kind of legislative salaries affected, not other salaries?
Because we are the legislature, and if we feel the executive or any other elected official needs a salary increase in the middle of the term, I think we have the right to do that. But this law specifically affects us as a body. Yes.
I just want to explain why I'm going to vote against this. And the reason is
microphone.
It doesn't, I don't think it makes sense to legislatively constrain ourselves from a legislative action. This is an extra vote.
I just want to explain why I'm going to vote against this. I don't think it makes sense to constrain ourselves from a legislative action, using a legislative mechanism to constrain ourselves in a legislative capacity. If we don't want to vote for a mid-cycle raise, then we shouldn't vote for a mid-cycle raise. There's no need to pass a law telling us that we can't pass a law. That doesn't make sense. So I'm going to be voting against this.
Any further discussion? Legislator Criswell.
I think there might be another way to accomplish what you're trying to do, which I don't disagree with necessarily. And it's actually looking at when the Periodic Compensation Review Committee makes their recommendations. So if they make their recommendations every other year and it lines up with a new incoming legislative body, that could actually solve this problem rather than having to go through this formal procedure.
Well, I would point out that the legislature does not have to act on the recommendation of the Periodic Compensation Review Committee. They Correct. Can always punt it, and the following year they could adopt it. It's good for a while.
Which I think supports my point.
I just want to kind of echo back your statement earlier, that if the legislature feels it's appropriate to change a legislative salary, they should be able to do so. Just like if the legislature feels it's appropriate to change an executive salary, they should be able to do so. So it's you can't say that we can choose on one office but not the other office. If we have choices of office, if we have choices, we have choices. So I, having put in a resolution to change a salary during a term, I probably wouldn't do it again because it was painful. But putting it in the rules may not be the right way to go through it.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion?
Sure.
I'm going to vote yes on this because it's setting a public hearing, but I will then bring up the issues that are. Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Can we do a long roll?
Gavaris.
For public hearing, yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Harmon.
Sorry. No.
Levine.
For the interest of a public hearing, yes.
Fuchsia-Tel.
Knowing that we'll get the public hearing either way, I'm going to vote protest no.
Criswell.
Although yes for the public hearing.
And Kovacs.
Yes for the public hearing.
Adopted 5-2.
Resolution 317, authorizing submission of a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to accept 5307 funds for design, site selection, and facility analysis of UCAT transportation facilities, and authorizing the Alta County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements in order to accept funding.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed, seeing none. Thank you. Resolution 318, authorizing submission of a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to accept 5339B funds for capital expenditures, and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements or to accept funding for Ulster County Area Transit. Is there a motion?
Move it.
Second? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, seeing none. Thank you. And resolution 319, approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and the Ulster County Sheriff's Employee Association for the years 2025, 26, 27, and 28, amending the Ulster County 2025 Ulster County budget.
I'll move it.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I just wanted to make a comment.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted to say I'm, again, very happy to see that these negotiations are moving forward and that we're starting to, the rubber is hitting the road, and I'm very happy about that.
Very good. I'll just do the vote again. All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed, seeing none. Thank you. I want to point out the forthcoming resolutions. On the very end of the agenda, Is there any new or old business? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.